Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures higher across the board. We had corn closing 3.5 cents higher at 380 and a quarter, roughly a nickel off of the lows from earlier today and about a half cent to a penny off the highs. Now, if you'll notice on the corn futures, really the spreads have been the main action here, with the December up 3.5, March only up 2.5, and then the December December 16 unchanged. So it's really the front end being lifted up there for the corn futures. Soybeans were the strongest today across the board, up around 9 cents in the November beans at about 905, 2 cents off the highs. January's up 8 and 3 quarters to 909 and 3 quarters. But we're back above that $9 level. We've also maintained to be above the 50-day moving average, which is all the way down at 886. So we'll need to retrace the and go through the 920 level, which was the high back about 5 trading days ago. Any strength above 920 will probably bring those hedge funds that have been short the beans, probably cause some short liquidation, and they'll have to buy it to get out and hopefully bring more strength to the table. Wheat futures higher as well, although not quite as strong here. Kansas City and December both up about 3.5 cents, about 4 cents off of their lows from the low today.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
A lot of the buying today was on behalf of the hedge funds. They seem to dictate the market most of the time. The other idea is that as harvest is winding down, we showed that we're nearly complete throughout the Midwest, that the seasonal lows could be in at this point. Any sort of rally, the hedge funds will probably try to buy, just based on the fact that harvest will eventually be behind us. So there's a lot of talk about that. The pace that China is buying soybeans continues to be a feature. They bought some more soybean oil overnight. Not soybeans, but soybean oil. So the demand out of Asia for our beans here in the United States just continues to be very, very, very strong. There's also some dry areas in South America for the corn and beans down there that could offer some support. We're also forecast to get rain here in the Southern Plains over the next few days. Some substantial rainfall forecasted. If it does happen, then that would, I would imagine that would cause some sort of resistance to the wheat futures. A lot of areas in southern and southwest parts of Oklahoma really need a rain to get the wheat up. We'll be going on second plantings in a lot of areas, so that rain is much needed, and it's forecast, especially tomorrow, there's a 100% chance.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, at December live cattle down 2 at 143.15, February up 27 at 144.30, November feeder cattle down 102 at 191.42, January up 40 at 184.77, December lean hogs down 82 at 67.02, February down 15 at 68.70. December Kansas City wheat 4 higher at 480.5, March up 4 at 495.5. December Chicago wheat up 3.5 half at 394 and three quarters. December corn, four higher at 380 and three quarters. March up three at 390 and a quarter. November soybeans, nine and a quarter higher at 905 and a quarter. January up eight and a half at 909 and a half. December cotton up 45 at 64.23. March up 39 at 64.05. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.